Daily Light, September the 15th, morning. Sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. Not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Oh, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6, 14 and 15. Romans 7, 4. 1 Corinthians 9, 21. 1 Corinthians 15, 56 and 57. Romans 8, 2, 34 and 36. Galatians 5, 1. Daily Light, September the 15th, evening. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. No one who puts his hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Abide in me. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labour is not in vain. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. James 1:18. And Luke 9:62, Hebrews 11:6, James 1:6-7, Mark 11:24, Ephesians 4:14-15, John 15:4, and 1 Corinthians 15:58.